Hello, everyone. You found the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today, we'll hear from Tony Loebel. Tony is a Christian Science practitioner from London, England. Tony's also an associate editor for the Christian Science periodicals.
Recently, a friend who regularly visits prisons was put to the test of fulfilling her commitment to loving her neighbor. It demanded a willingness to look beyond the personality of one of the inmates. The individual attacked her verbally in a very personal way, but my friend, a Christian Scientist, chose to embody spiritual love, since that's what she was there to share as a volunteer prison chaplain. She looked past the individual's behavior and prayed to see what divine love God sees, that we are each God's loved spiritual offspring. As a result, my friend kept her cool and went on to have inspiring interchanges with other prisoners that day. As she was leaving the prison wing, the harasser called out after her, sincerely offering an unsolicited apology. Even when someone is acting like an enemy, we are always free to follow Jesus' counsel to love. While doing so might seem optional, loving one another is actually innate to everyone's God-created being. As we perceive this, we're able to make a distinction between hostile thoughts and the true identity of the individual. In one of her writings, Mary Baker Eddy wrote, "To impersonalize scientifically the material sense of existence, rather than cling to personality, is the lesson of today." And there's also another way to cling to personality that would stifle our God-given spiritual freedom. For instance, succumbing to the allure of personal charisma or the attraction of another's wielding of personal power is an inversion of the affection we rightly feel for any God-reflecting qualities we note in others. The genuine selfhood that each individual has is wholly distinct from personal ability, whether prowess or inadequacy. Taking a stand for the freedom to consistently bear witness to our own and others' spiritual identity contributes to everyone's growth. It helps forward humanity's ultimate freedom, salvation from all materiality, including freedom from the lure and lie of material personality.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2021.